Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, as the heavens are higher than the earth, and as your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and your word goes forth from your mouth and accomplishes all you desire and all you purpose in sending your word, may our lives be daily examples of humble trust in your unfathomable wisdom and your loving compassion. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is bringing about the everlasting covenant, a covenant that will fulfill the promise to David. It is written in 2 Samuel chapter 7. The Lord God gave a revelation to the prophet Nathan to speak to King David. David is not the one to build the temple to the Lord. Instead, the Lord will raise up offspring to David, one to succeed David as king. But this kingdom will be established by God, and the throne established will be an everlasting throne. The one that will sit on that throne will be from David's house, but the Lord will be his father, and the kingdom will endure forever, and the throne will be established forever. This prophecy from Isaiah, from 2 Samuel 7, and many other prophecies brought about a common knowledge that the Messiah would come from the house of David. And now the years have been ticking by one after another for roughly 1,000 years. Yes, it's approximately 1,000 years since the promise was given to David through the prophet Nathan. 400 years of silence from Malachi was broken when the angel of the Lord spoke to Zechariah in the temple holy place. And now the promise over 1,000 years in the making is coming to fulfillment. The Messiah is coming. By this time, many people could trace their roots to Bethlehem and to the house of David. Who of these many descendants, which family of David's progeny, and which one of them would this Messiah come from? An angel appeared to Joseph and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid." Note how the angel greeted Joseph. Joseph, son of David. The messenger of God specifically states that Joseph is in the household of David. This does not mean that David was Joseph's immediate father. Matthew's genealogy has Jacob as the father of Joseph. Instead, here, the particular greeting of Joseph, son of David, is to bring attention to what is taking place. The promise given over 1,000 years earlier to David, king of Israel, is now being fulfilled. And Joseph, the Davidic promise is happening now. And you are chosen. Joseph, you are chosen to be part of that promise. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Mary was pregnant. And then they did understand how babies were made. Joseph knew there was no possibility of him being the father of the child Mary was carrying. Mary must have been unfaithful, even though they were betrothed, which means much more than engagement as we understand it today. They were married. Even before the wedding ceremony. They were husband and wife even before the consummation. They were understood to be husband and wife. That's what betrothal means. It's a done deal. They will be married. They are as if husband and wife now. There is no simple breaking of the engagement and calling off of the marriage. There would be a formal divorce procedure. No small stuff here. Betrothals often lasted near a year or more to be sure that there is fidelity present. And now Joseph's betrothed has been unfaithful. That is the only explanation for her being with child. Babies come to be by that only way. That is, unless the power of the Almighty Creator is doing something, then there is no limit to what may happen. Miracles are true. For the miracle of the breath of life breathed into us proves the power of life is in the Lord our God. Imagine yourself in Joseph's sandals. Imagine yourself facing the quandary. As far as you can understand, Mary has been unfaithful. Is your heart broken? What about Mary's life? Mary's life is in danger for being unfaithful. What do you do? Divorce quietly? Allow her to be stoned to death for being unfaithful? Take her home knowing the child she carries is not yours? What do you do? The mental anguish, the tossing and turning night after night and mulling over the problem as you work the wood in the workshop. You know the commands of the Lord. You have spent your entire life trying your best to live faithfully and obedient to the Lord your God. The synagogue where you worship, where you hear God's law, has many wood items that you carved with loving care for the Lord your God. Now the love of your heart, the love of your life has betrayed your trust. Expose her to shame and public disgrace and possible death by stoning? No. You love Mary. Divorce her quietly. Yes, that is what you'll do. And so you go to sleep that night with plans to put into motion the next day your decision. Tossing and turning, your thoughts are invaded with the presence of an angel, the angel of the Lord. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Have you ever thought that Joseph was chosen just as much as Mary was chosen? We place much emphasis on Mary, chosen by God to be the mother and the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But do not overlook Joseph. He was just as much chosen by God to be the earthly father of the baby, earthly father of the most holy incarnate Son of God. How can we know this? Mary was pledged to be married. She was betrothed to Joseph. And it was during this time of betrothal that the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and life was conceived in her. life can see from the holy God without the participation of a human man. What this means is that Joseph, the one Mary was pledged to marry, would be daddy to the baby Mary would give birth to in the coming months. God chose Joseph just as God chose Mary. Joseph, do not be afraid. The immensity of the task before Joseph. Raise the Messiah, the one who will save from sin. Give him the name Jesus. Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua, or if you want to say it as the Hebrew, Yeshua, meaning Lord saves. Joseph, give this son the name Lord saves, for he will save. Can you imagine the task placed before Joseph? You are raising the promise of the Davidic covenant. How to do it? Simply be a daddy and raise him in the ways of the Lord. There's very little we really actually know about Joseph. We don't know his age. We don't know when he died. We really don't know much. The scriptures are pretty much silent concerning Joseph. We know Joseph and Mary had children together, James, Joseph, Judas, Simon, and they had daughters too. We know Joseph was a righteous man, living in obedience to the ways of the laws of the Lord. We know Joseph is merciful and compassionate, willing to take Mary home to be his wife in obedience to the Lord. Such would be the type of household he would provide for the son of Mary to grow up in. A household of faith with mercy and compassion. A household led by a humble servant of the Lord, living in obedience to the ways of the Lord, fulfilling all the obligations of the law concerning the son to be born, presenting him at the temple, and doing all according to the law of Moses, sacrificing the appropriate sacrifice for a firstborn son, willing to be a servant to keep the child safe from the wicked wiles of King Herod, listening to the warning dreams from the Lord, growing up in Nazareth and training his son in carpentry, traveling to Jerusalem each year for the Feast of Passover, setting an example for a son to follow. As it is written in Luke chapter 2, and the child, that is Jesus, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Joseph was chosen for a grand task of being daddy to the Messiah, Son of God. Do not be afraid, Joseph. Do not be afraid of the scandal. Do not be afraid of the gossip. Mary's tummy would show she had been unfaithful. When the child, the son, is born, would the boy resemble close enough Joseph? Or would the child be easily seen as not Joseph's son? Can you handle that? Yes, you can. Of course, only with the help of the Lord. Do not be afraid, Joseph. Can you believe the word of the angel that the child was by the Holy Spirit? Many scores of uncountable people today don't believe that of the incarnation of God. They rely on biology, saying a sperm was needed from some human man. They have no ability to believe Mary knew no man. Joseph had to believe and act on that belief. And then he had to wait until after the baby boy was born in Bethlehem to consummate the marriage. Joseph proved himself honorable, compassionate, and faithful to the Lord. In a way, the turmoil of what to do about Mary was replaced by peace from the Lord God. Learn from Joseph that even in a very difficult situation, in the face of what others might think and do, trust in the Lord. Live faithfully to the word and commands of the Lord. As is written in Isaiah 55, the ways of God are much, so much different and higher than our ways. Trust the Lord in the midst of heart-wrenching turmoil of today and thinking of tomorrow too. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Joseph trusted the Lord. You can also trust the Lord. This is one thing to remember. You may not see the fulfillment in your life of the purposes the Lord is working through your life. Really let that sink in. You may not see the fulfillment in your life, the purpose the Lord is working through your life. Joseph was there at Jesus' birth. Joseph was there when they fulfilled the law required when Jesus was circumcised at the temple when 8 days old. Joseph was there when Jesus was 12 years old and found in the temple after staying behind. And Jesus was amazing people with his understanding and his questions. But Joseph was not there when Jesus began his ministry. Sometime after Jesus was 12 and before Jesus began his ministry, Joseph died. Joseph did not live to see the boy he raised as his son begin the ministry as Messiah, as Christ, as Lord. Joseph lived on the promise and trusted the Lord and raised the boy Jesus as faithfully as a father can, trusting the Lord. The surest way to peace in your heart is to trust the Lord. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Trust the Lord and live a life in faithful response. You can have peace in whatever circumstance you may be facing. Whatever pain you may be experiencing, you can have peace from the Lord. Trust the Lord. Learn from Joseph's humble obedience, even in the face of public scorn and ridicule. Be obedient, humbly obedient. Observe all the Lord commands. Trust the Lord. Live by faith, moment to moment, and do not be afraid. Amen and amen.